Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In the world of feminism, abortion is sacred. The National Organization for Women has passed resolution after resolution claiming that abortion is a fundamental human right. That's a bold claim if you look at the history of abortion laws in our country, as I do in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? Abortion was traditionally illegal in the United States. Only in the 1960s did a few states, one by one, start to change their laws. Even then, states moved slowly to make changes. The New York legislature passed an abortion on demand law, but then revoked it 2 years later, although Governor Nelson Rockefeller vetoed the repeal. Voters in North Dakota and in Michigan rejected pro-abortion laws in landslide referenda during the 1972 elections. The following January, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that states could not prohibit abortions. In his dissent, Justice Byron White observed that nothing in the language or the history of the Constitution supported that decision. We know that the Supreme Court decisions in Roe v. Wade and a later ruling called Planned Parenthood v. Casey have been catastrophic for millions of the unborn. Less well known is the damage done to other members of the family. Thanks to the tortured logic of the Planned Parenthood decision, states cannot even require women to notify fathers that their own baby is to be killed. Now that the decision to give birth has become a decision for the mother alone to make, some men see little reason why they should provide for, care for, or support the child. Abortion on demand has played a key role in weakening the American family. Abortion is an act that was banned for most of our nation's history, takes a child's life, and damages the life of the parents. Only feminists could call this a fundamental right.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmanor. This is a live broadcast on the second day of December 2014. Fred in California. Hello, Fred.
Good afternoon, John. I'm in bed watching this Pacific storm rolling in along the Central California coast, and it's really good to get rain up here, let me tell you.
Yeah, I saw a news blurb today. It's been one dry puppy out there, and now you're getting rain, and you're getting a lot of it.
Well, it's not coming down as hard as it normally does up here in the mountains. We're up about 1,500 feet, and we're the last mountain range here before you hit the Pacific. Normally, we get about average about 60 inches a year up here, and it takes about 35 inches to recharge our local water system here. We're all on wells. However, I did purchase an additional 5,000 gallon tank this summer because I think we're going to be still rather dry. But
you might be breaking a federal law by hoarding rain.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. What next?
I
wanted to get this, throw this by you, and maybe you could throw at some of your people, maybe Ron McDonald, but 2 weeks ago, I was reading an article by James Turk in USAWatchdog.com, which is a real good website I go to occasionally. But the essence of the article was that, this is 2 weeks ago, was that China entered into a bilateral trade agreement with Canada. Or Canada. They both entered into a bilateral trade agreement that they would exclude American dollars and they would only deal with Canadian dollars and the Chinese yuan. And then I wanted to verify it, and about a week after that I found it, that article in the Huffington Post. I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that.
I'd heard that there was ongoing talks with Canada, and I knew before that Chinese was trying to position the yuan as the world's reserve currency.
Right.
And that would make sense if they're in talks with Canada. Because Canada, the United States is not generating too much of anything except its own debt. They're a little worried about us gringos here south of their border. So
right.
I can see where it makes perfect sense that they're in talks with them to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'll let you go, but thanks for what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
And tell me, is that donations of $50 or more still in effect right now for RBN?
In what regard?
Well, you had some, I think you had a rifle and...
Well, that was during the pledge drive. If you still want to make a donation, yeah, we'll include you in that. And Fred,
okay.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we had a little interruptus here, a secretary that had to bail to take a rest. She was flat worn out. And
right.
That kind of put us behind on the drawing, but all the names are being assembled. All the folks, I think it was during a two-week period. Are you listening, Mr. T, up there in Pennsylvania? I had Super Scam, the mega fraud and the misapplication of the income tax and the excise tax by Fenner Goldsboro. Those names are being compiled, and you will be receiving your books. And for those that did donations for the network, we're getting all the names compiled, and we're going to put them in a big hat, and we're going to make the drawing for the 50 cal, the 45. Jack is putting up an antique 12-gauge shotgun and also a guitar, which is being supplied by my buddy out there in Arizona, Michael Herzog. And we'll be doing that drawing. It looks like it probably will be Monday or Tuesday of next week. But, yeah, if you want to get in on that, you know, we'll throw your name in a hat, most assuredly.
Okay. Well, look, thanks, John, and thank you for what you do, too. It's a lot of hard work, and just thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Fred. I mean, with a little help from our friends, hopefully one of these fine days we'll be sitting around talking about the victories we have won rather than the struggles that we go through.
Hopefully. I pass your name and your station network and everything wherever I go, and I try and do as much as I can. But, again, you're a real hero, along with all the other people out there that are running through your network.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, Fred.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. With a little help from our friends. Didn't the Beatles do a song like that? What's that? No? Oh, shut up. God. You know, it's okay to be under 30. Are you under 30? It's okay. It really is. Look who we left you. Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Yo, John.
Hey, Francis.
Oh, gosh. Oh, to be 30 again. I tell you what. Now, I'm not telling on my age because I said that, so don't get any wise ideas.
Okay, then.
Hey, gotta have fun with you. Best wishes and speedy healing to
Jack's
son.
Yeah.
Don't know the details around that scenario, what happened.
And I don't either. I know 3 weeks ago his son almost died from an allergic reaction.
Ooh, ow.
So I do not know. I do not know the current situation, and I hope it's not as bad as it was 3 weeks ago.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him a speedy healing just the same. That's not a pretty picture to have to go through to start with. So,
well,
anyway.
I'll tell you what, if people would like to descend, this would blow Jack's mind. Jack has had one heck of a time trying to maintain a show on this network because of technical problems. But if people want to just shoot him an email, just say hi, hope everything's okay. What is that email, jackblood@hotmail.com? Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, jackblood@hotmail.com. You folks out there and you get a minute, just shoot him an email. He would appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, there you go. Now, I've got a really lame question for you because, one, I'm in the midst of cooking. Well, okay. I'm listening to the show at the moment.
All right.
And so
What are we having?
What are we having?
Yes.
It is a mixed pot of broccoli, cauliflower, along with three different types of greens.
Yuck.
What?
That sounds too damned healthy for me.
Oh, well, c'est la vie.
Okay.
Turnip, collard, kale, along with carrot, radish, mushroom. And if I have parsnips, they're going to go in there, too.
All
right. I'll
tell you what. Stir the pot. We've got to take a break here. Steve, Renee. Renee's here. She hasn't called in since she told me about the eye socket intrigue. Be waiting to hear what she says. Hang on, Francis. We got to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Francis, go.
Yeah, you were mentioned about that. That was just too healthy a dish from what I was describing. Well, you remind me of a comment that I read from an eatery in Atlanta, Georgia. It was simply this: your health is your wealth. And I thought, oh, great. So it was very poignant and very to the point. And I got to do a big shout-out to Renee, too. So, c'est la vie.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Have fun. Yeah. Later.
Thank you. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Well, hey there, John. Yeah, you sound lonely, and I didn't want you to be alone, and I surely didn't want to hear you start playing Christmas music, so I thought I'd call in.
I said that last hour.
I don't like Christmas music, sorry. But
okay.
No, I just want to say thank you personally for what you do in the network and all the other announcers, of how you've opened a lot of eyes. I know I bumped into RBN through Michael Rivera a year ago. And I tell you what, I really have learned a lot from you guys, and I appreciate your hard work and dedication to the network. And
Do you still listen to Rivera?
On occasion, I'll go over there and take a listen and see what he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Well, do me a favor. One of these days, shoot him an email and tell him that the door at RBN is still open.
Actually, I did. I did that several times already.
Okay.
And it sounds on his end, the word that came back on the email to me was, It's doable, it's possible. It's like sometime in the future, I don't know when, but I think it might happen.
Well, we agreed to not burn any bridges. His last broadcast on this network, we both agreed that he liked being here, but he had some very sound reasons for jumping ship, and I understood. But I said, look, let's stay in touch. And when you get sick of being over that other place like you did twice before, let me know. So... tell them the door's still open.
Yeah, I don't think this is a tough business you're in, telling the truth. It's a tough business. You guys are always under attack by the government, hackers. It's a tough job, and I'm sure where he is right now is no different. I'm sure he's having some of the same headaches. So maybe he will come back. I hope he does join RBN again, because he was quite an asset. He's a good man.
And I'll make the deal that Ted Anderson made me. I can... you can pick up the show from me, John, but we get all the network breaks. It was like, oh, really? That's shrewd, and thank you very much for absolutely nothing. So if Michael comes back on the network, I'll pick up the phone and I'll make Ted Anderson the same deal.
There you go.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, my God. Let me interject Renee here in North Carolina.
Well, I thought, you know, to go with Francis' soup, I'd bring you a big, hot, piping serving of crow pie.
Crow pie?
Yeah, that's right, because you need to eat crow for believing.
All right. Now, I haven't heard from you in how many days, and the first thing you do is you shove the crow pie in my face. All right. Hey, 2 days running, if you've noticed, if you've been listening, I made an admission that I was duped by the Wilson I busted socket story.
I know, and I really appreciate that, but I had to rest.
You know how many
how humiliating. You believe Fox News over me, John.
Oh, well.
What a cut.
Gosh. But you don't sit around on couches with short skirts on. I mean, come on. Jeez, give a guy a break.
No, I'm playing with you. But, you know, you were talking about all these guys that are always trying to put the puzzle pieces together. Look, our legal system, I think if the truth ever comes out, it's going to come out that it really is the biggest scam ever created, and it has been for a very long time. You know, the Indians had hundreds of treaties with the United States, and treaties are laws, and they broke them.
Just about every one of them.
Was anybody ever punished for that? No.
Yeah, just about every one. And when I suggested to some casino owners that, why don't you guys get together, pull your assets, and buy the country back that was stolen from you?
That's a pretty good idea.
But you know what the casino owner told me? He says
what?
He explained the crab pot theory that I'd never heard before. And the crab pot theory is you have a pail full of live crab, and one of the little buggers gets his claw up there over the edge of that bucket, and he starts to pull himself out for the great escape. And lo and behold, there'll be another crab that latches onto him and tries to get out and will pull him right down.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that expression. But, you know, the thing is, another thing that drives me nuts, because, you know, at least you got me laughing, because I was really in a bad mood.
Really?
I've got
Michael Herzog on with me.
And so the thing is, you know, people tell me, like my enemy is the Illuminati. Well, you know what? It's kind of like ghosts or pink unicorns. I've never seen one. And nobody can give me their names and addresses, you know? So it's like, how do you fight something? That's kind of like punching at a ghost. So the thing is, where I have seen real public servants in the courtrooms, in government agencies, that's another thing. When I've called to get report corruption to a government agency, they didn't answer the phone. This is the Illuminati speaking. This is Sam. Can I jerk you around, stall you, and not help you?
Renee, you're not going to believe this. I heard Al Sharpton's show today. I was listening to him on XM Sirius. And it's the usual claptrap, and he's on a lot of radio stations, and I am really surprised. But I got out of the bank, and I turned the car on, and the radio came on, and he was just got done explaining about the Illuminati. Now, how does that fit? I didn't hear what he had said about it. I'm going to have to go back and see what the little shyster's talking about. But can you imagine L. Charlatan Sharpton talking about the Illuminati?
I'm afraid that whole thing has been a scam, too, because like I say, if they can set it up where this is your enemy, but your enemy is like a ghost that you don't know its name or address, how are you going to fight that? If you keep thinking that's your enemy, you can't fight your real enemy because you're thinking it's really a ghost, and so you're not going after the things that really do hurt you.
Well,
know?
Okay, well, okay. Herzog, are you going to say something?
I tried to say something. Let me interject here.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Renee, two of your favorite guys.
Now, I'll tell you, Renee should do my show because I have an announcement I want to make. John, you know that I'm a commercial actor with Icon out of New York. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just got a notification here from my agent that I'm being auditioned Thursday at 2 p.m., for a role, it's either a narration or it's a commercial down in Santiago, Chile.
Get out of here. Get out of town. Get out of country.
Well, let me finish. Okay. Let me finish.
Okay.
And Renee, you're such a dedicated listener. I'm a dedicated listener. 25% of the proceeds from this shoot are going to RBN.
How much are we talking about?
I knew that.
I got some bills to pay here, baby.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you, John. I'll tell you off the air how much it is. But yeah, I'm interviewing Thursday at 2, and then if I get it, and it's between me and one other guy. They're going to fly me down to Santiago, Chile to film.
Let me know who he is. When he shows up, he'll have two black eyes. Right. You're a shoo-in.
And while I'm gone, Renee, you want to do my show for me?
Gosh, I don't know. How long are you going to be gone?
I don't know. They put the shoot dates up here, and I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be there on all those dates.
Oh, my God, letting this woman loose on the airwaves. Are you insane?
Yeah, I tell you, me and Larry Pinkney. How about me and Pinkney?
Well, hold on. Well, this needs a little further discussion here. Everybody hold the phone here. Renee in North Carolina, on the air. Uh-oh.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Well," I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where.
We are back. Getting ready for an arresting conversation with some of my favorite people on the face of the earth, and don't take it that I'm talking about you, Renee. I think she should do the show.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, seriously, I've had two or three listeners that have called in and suggested that. I think we ought to give her a tryout, John.
Well, you know, and there has been a lot of talent that I have broken into the industry that they had never done radio before. They had done guest spots or whatever else, or been guest on radio programs. Janice Karpinski, was one of them. And that was the one that was hung with the Abu Ghraib thing. Her down from general and colonel. During an interview with her, I told her about my idea about women being in the military and all that, and she said, "Well, I understand and I respect that." She was such a gracious lady, and I just asked her right in the middle of the show, "Have you ever done radio before?" And she says, "Well, I'm doing it right now." I said, "No, that's not what I mean. I said, doing your own show." And she did, and she was pretty good at it. Renee, I think you'd be good as well.
Well, I'd like to give that a try, because I got a way to really make history. As my partner, I'd like to get ex-political prisoner from COINTELPRO, former Black Panther, Larry Pinkney, because he and I on the phone, we're like chatterbugs.
I think it'd be great stuff. And how much damage can you do in 48 minutes?
That's right. It's only temporary. temporary. It's only temporary, John. Take a risk.
I'm telling you. Well, let's, you know, hey, I'm up for it. I mean, I'll roll the dice. It's, you know, hey, I'll do
well,
it.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'm auditioning for this Thursday. I've got the sides in front of me right now. This is a COPD commercial.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you heard me say this. We're collecting all the names. We're going to be doing the drawing probably next week.
Johnny. Now, when have I ever not heard you?
Oh, okay. Well, there's a few people that you quit listening to on this network.
Well, that's true. That's a private thing. But I do want to say about the guitar, depending on the locale, they may wind up having to pay the shipping on it. I don't know. It depends on, you know, the cost of it. But yeah, the guitar is sitting here ready to go.
Okay.
So, okay.
Do you wrap that in brown paper? Or do you actually put it in a guitar case?
No, it's in a case.
Oh, okay.
It's in a case. Right. Yeah, it's a professional case.
Okay.
So,
All right. Cool. All right. Anything else?
Who, for me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Renee, anything more out of you?
Yeah. No, that's good. You'll survive, John. You'll survive. I promise.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, let's face it. When has Republic Broadcaster had on a woman and a black man duo show? We're going to make history.
I can't wait. Renee, thank you.
You'd be surprised. We'll probably get good ratings.
Well, hey, you know, there are still a few open spots on this network. I don't know what you're doing with your day. But I know what I've been doing for 21 years.
Oh, shit.
I still...
Well, like I say, we'll give it... Me and Will, like I say, let me get in touch with Pinkney.
Okay.
And see if he'll give this a whirl with
does,
me.
Does Larry remember me? Because I interviewed him.
He probably does.
Oh, okay.
He probably does.
All
right. Because, like I say, Pinkney and I, like I said, we're chatterbugs, so I can promise you he and I together, there will be no dead air.
I already know that. That I know. All right. Hey, Renee.
Okay.
We'll explore the possibility.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. The Mad Hatter of the airwaves, Renee, along with the Black Panther. What could go wrong? Hey, I want to make you folks aware out there. There's more medical kidnappings going on in the country. And this is a serious subject, you know, all joking aside. And some enterprising people have put up a website, medicalkidnap.com, and they felt that it was necessary to do this. And this is part of medicalkidnap.com is part of the Health Impact News Network. And because of the increasing frequency of stories being exposed regarding children taken away from their families for simply disagreeing with their doctors, they say that they felt that it was time to put up a completely separate website to document these tragic stories. And they go on to say that most of the public is largely unaware of these medical kidnappings simply because the parents are almost always threatened by the family court system in their state from speaking out, usually via an illegal gag order. They go on to say that when we hear these stories for the first time, our natural reaction is there must be another side to the story. So what they did was they put up this website, and I'm glad that they did. So put that in your... And everybody knows of somebody that has dealt with the CPS, and that's who we're talking about here. Hi, we're from the government, and we're here to help. Yeah. The story they just recently ran, breastfed home birth babies taken away from parents for not using hospital. That's a crime. Story by Terry LaPointe, Health Impact News. All three of their babies had been taken away from them and placed in care of strangers. Levi was 10 months old when his mother, a local singer and songwriter, Erica May Rango, gave birth to his twin brother and sister at their home in Bellingham, Washington. Our birth was glorious, she said, and the twins were reportedly healthy, full-term babies who had no problem quickly figuring out how to breastfeed. The little family was overjoyed until CPS stepped in to, quote-unquote, help. It's another medical kidnapping, according to the parents. The Rengos have chosen a wholesome, holistic lifestyle based in their Christian faith. But CPS has stepped in to override the parents' decisions. Now, Erica and Cleve are living what they call a nightmare, separated from their children for reasons that don't make any sense to them at all. Decision to home birth. It was only natural for Erica to choose normal, family-centered birth. Erica herself was born at home and says that her mother was a home birth educator and, let me not mispronounce this too badly, Lelec League leader, and that's the worldwide support and education group for breastfeeding mothers. She and Cleve chose a birth center birth with their first baby, but decided to birth at home the second time. She knew that her body was perfectly designed to work for birth. She believed this was the direction God was showing them for the birth. Erica was very careful during her pregnancy to watch her diet, exercise, and preparation for the birth. She read, researched, and prepared. Sounds okay, right? She describes her home birth as an exquisite and empowering moment. Mona Kai Grace and Daniel Clemente were born into their parents' loving arms. Now, the birth was perfect. There were no complications with the birth or afterwards, but Erica and her husband, Cleve, agreed to allow the local paramedics in when someone called them in an effort to appease concerned family members who were fearful of their decision to birth at home. That's where their problems began. Now, the medical system here gets involved. Post facto, folks. Sometime after the babies arrived on October 2nd, paramedics arrived to find the twins nursing and everybody doing fine. The twins each weighed over 5 pounds, and the paramedics allegedly verified that everyone appeared healthy. The paramedics allegedly recommended that they go to the hospital for evaluation, which is standard procedure for emergency medical technicians. The Rengos say they declined, telling them they didn't want to expose their newborns to the dirty environment of the hospital. And that is a true statement. They were planning to follow recommendations they had found, which stated that newborn twins should stay home for the first 6 weeks of life to give their immune systems the opportunity to build up. And they also do that through breastfeeding, not through Enfamil. Now, this is where the CPS shows up. The parents believe that because they chose not to go to the hospital at that time, somebody called the CPS. A couple of social workers showed up the next day and wanted to see all of their children. The CPS told Erica that they were here to help. But Erica says that's not at all what happened. When the social worker found some eczema on Levi's skin, Erica told her that she was treating it with some herbal remedies, including comfrey and calendula. I guess that's pronounced, as well as applying coconut oil and giving probiotics. She was doing an elimination diet to try to locate what would be causing the skin condition. I'll pick this up on the other side.
When I get there, learning to fly around the clouds.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now your money is just about worthless. And the Fed will keep printing more and more money. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By buying gold before your cash is worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? Well, by buying 1 gram at a time. This is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65 or 50 euros, you can trade in your almost worthless cash for something real, something you can hold. Carrot bars. Which keeps its value and can be stored securely and is easily accessible just like a savings account. But an account backed by your gold. Carrot Bars International. A savings account you can count on.
Carrot Bars, the affordable, portable, and storable secure gold currency. For more information about Carrot Bars and how to acquire Carrot Bars gold 1 gram at a time, look for the banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about.
So after she explained to the wonderful CPS people that she was doing the elimination diet to locate what was causing the skin condition, even though it was in the healing process, the social worker became critical that Erica wasn't treating the eczema with steroids, a treatment option that Erica wanted to save as a last resort because of the side effects. The CPS agent would later testify to the judge that Erica had neglected to treat him completely. Now, even so, eczema was the only thing wrong. Erica says right away they found out that the children were not in danger, the twins were completely healthy, the house was clean, and there were no drugs or alcohol. And that's one of the things they look for. And one of the first questions they'll ask you, is there any firearms in the house? The whole business of yours. You know, you want to know what toilet paper I use and mouthwash, too? The Rengos agreed to take the children to a pediatrician who said the babies were doing fine. The only concern was that the twins were slow to gain weight. At the time, Erica was trying to maintain a supply for 3 breastfeeding babies. She said she followed the pediatrician's advice to supplement with formula, and the babies promptly got back on track with their weight gain. Now, this was allegedly verified by a nurse sent out by CPS to check on them. Now, Erica, May, and Cleve are holistic in their approach to life and health, preferring natural alternatives like herbs and diet changes, as opposed to medical treatments. Those things appear to be options only if the CPS is not involved. CPS takes custody of the children. On November 6th, the CPS showed up at the front door while Erica was softly singing and playing with her guitar to the resting babies. When she checked the door, they told her that they were there to take her children, citing neglect for not giving Levi steroids for his eczema. And the home birth without medical prenatal care with the twins, as well as the allegations of abuse, accusations which Erica had already assured them were completely unfounded. She also had prenatal care, just not with a doctor. With one baby on her back, the frightened mother fled to the back door with her children to a neighbor's house, but police and CPS hunted her down and took these three breastfed babies from their mother's arms. The twins were 5 weeks old. Erica broke down as I spoke with her. My children were safe and healthy with me since they have been taken by the CPS. Levi has reportedly had pneumonia and has reportedly been diagnosed with behavioral problems because he screams and cries all the time. He is screaming, Erica says, because he wants his mom and dad. Now, why are children with no history of abuse being taken away from loving parents for medical reasons? Children who have allegedly not been abused in any way have been taken by the CPS from loving parents for reasons so flimsy that it had left the Rangos and their friends stunned. Several of their friends write that Erica is a great mom. This is not the right thing to do to mothers and children, Erica emphasizes. If they thought we needed help, they should have brought help in, not taken the children out. They have suffered, and I have suffered since our separation. Now, Erica feels that she and her children are being abused by the system when they separate babies from their mothers. They are dehumanizing people, she says. The outcome of that is so much worse than any kind of dispute for medical reasons. Now, Cleve and Erica were supposed to have their visitation with their children on Monday, but there wasn't a social worker available to supervise the visit. Levi's first birthday is on Black Friday. The day will be black for Erica and Cleve, but for very different reasons than the holiday retailers. They will miss their first child's first birthday because the CPS won't have any workers available to supervise a visit on that day either. Now, Erica is heartbroken. Postpartum mother who wants nothing more than to be at home with all of their children by her side. Research shows that infants do not comprehend separation from their mother. They feel abandoned when they aren't with her. Has it really come to the point where CPS can justify the emotional trauma to children simply because their parents don't follow every recommendation of the medical associations? Now, they went to court today, and I don't see a posted update. They don't know what will face them, or they didn't know what would face them today, and supporters are hoping that their story will be shared far and wide, and their children can be returned home quickly. The governor of Washington is Jay Inslee. Would you like his number? Ready to write? Give him a call. 360-902-4111. The parents' next court date, as I said, was today at the Whatcom County Courthouse on Grand Avenue. But keep this website in mind, folks, medicalkidnap.com. And for all those that you've had experience with the CPS or friends or neighbors or maybe even family members, you may want to keep that website in mind. Very good people that decided there's enough of these abuses. They need to be cataloged and demonstrated, and that's exactly what they did. More people stepping up to the plate. Thank you very much. Wally in New Brunswick. Hello, Wally.
Hi, John.
Thanks for holding.
Getting near the end of your hour, 2 hours here, so I'm going to be real quick.
Okay.
Beyond Training Hub in Canada, I sent you an email about 15, 20 minutes ago. The subject line is Beyond Training Hub.
Okay.
Is a link to the Financial Post story out of Toronto.
Okay.
And Canada, it's a slam dunk.
All right.
Canada has these two trading hubs.
Well, I know a lot of eyes are being cast away from the United States because of the precarious financial position that we find ourselves in. And I don't blame Canada hooking up with other trading partners, but I've said this years ago, and I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, Wally. But I said there.
Oh, since way before your first intermission.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I warned people. I said, now watch what they're doing with this. China, most favored nation status, giving them a seat at the UN, making them a trading partner, and then look what ensued. American corporations moving over there, going into business with the Chinese, making the products there, sending them back here with no tariffs or taxes or nothing else to compete with remaining American businesses. And I said, here is a communist country that we have rolled out the red carpet to, and look what it's doing to our own economy. And when the stories started coming around that China was positioning themselves to be the reserve currency after the dollar fails, well, then stories like we're just discussing right here about new trading partners, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. This is it. So the big thing that we're looking at here now, maybe they got all our jobs, but they want our oil too, so they've got to buy that.
Well, they've still got a whole lot of coal to burn over there.
No, well, we're already shipping them a whole lot of coal.
Well, we should be shipping... We should be shipping some of that coal from our coal fields out west.
You've got Virginia down there with a ton of coal floating around, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Pennsylvania, Virginia, we got still a lot of coal in this country, but that stuff that's in the Rockies out there, that's some of the lowest sulfur coal on the planet.
That's what we're sending them.
Yeah, okay.
It's Canadian Rocky coal out of Alberta.
Well, there you go. The Chinese can get it from you guys, but they can't get it from us because, that's not protected federal land. Isn't that
amazing? I'm Canadian, John, so I'll take the competitive attitude. You know, that's good.
Well, all right, well, then. Hey, Wally, thanks for your call, and thanks for that email. I'll look it over.
Okay, and what's your name there that Michael just called in on there?
Renee.
Renee, two words on that, John. Slam dunk.
Okay, well, we'll give her a shot. We'll see how she does.
I don't think you'll regret it. You have a knack for getting the good hosts in, and I think that's going to work out real cool.
Well, we'll see. Time will tell.
Go for it.
Thanks, Wally.
You're welcome, John. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, sir. We out of time? We're out of time. How much time we have left? 6 seconds? To music. All right. Ta-da. There it is. What is today? Tuesday? Seems like a Thursday or a Friday to me. I'm just all discombobulated around the holidays this year. Oh, well, this too shall pass. Inevitably, it always does. All right, hey, thank you all for being here, and thank you for contributing to the show today. It's been a slow day. You're stuck in grandma gear today. Thanks for helping us out. At any rate, be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And like I said, shoot that email to Jack, jackblood@hotmail.com. Let him know that you're thinking about him. We just got him squared away on radio yesterday. He was 5x5. Looks like we got all of his technical problems cleared up. He just needs to get his son healthy and get back on the airwaves. With